Baseball's gone!
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks, the throw is late! Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds!
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, back to Salem, Virginia at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Sam Jelinek with you. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Shorebirds and Red Sox ready for game 4-6 here this week. A couple minutes later than normal. Had some rain in the area that had to tarp in the field at about 5 o'clock onwards, but oddly enough, it never actually rained. There were threatening skies overhead for the entirety of basically pregame that canceled most batting practice. The wind was howling upwards of 40 miles an hour or so, and it looked like it was going to absolutely pour, and it just never did. Just missed the ballpark everywhere around the Roanoke area. Ended up getting a ton of rain here in and around Salem as well, but just not at the ballpark. So thankfully, we'll be able to play today's game with no ill effects on the field. They're still finishing up field prep here, which is why we're going to be getting underway about 25 minutes later than normal. But otherwise, Shorebirds and Red Sox, game four tonight. Salem took the series lead back last night with an 8-5 win. Red Sox had a 5-run second inning to take control of that game. Shorebirds managed to tie it in the fourth with a 3-run frame, capitalizing on 3 Salem errors. Nico Cavadas, a 2-run homer in the bottom of the fourth, gave Salem the lead back, and they held on the rest of the way, adding an insurance run in the seventh and winning the game 8-5 final. Salem now back at 500, 30-30 on the season. They are a game back of Lynchburg Hellcats in first place in the Carolina League Northern Division. Delmarva now at 20-39. They are 10.5 back at the moment. Shorebirds were dealt a couple more injury blows in last night's game, as Creed Willems left that contest. Talked to him today. He twisted his knee going through first base on that ball that he collided with Blaze Jordan at first base on a little number back to the mound. So thankfully he's okay. He's walking around. He just twisted his knee. He had a little knee brace on it today, a neoprene one, not an actual brace, but a neoprene knee sleeve over his knee. So his walk plays, honestly, the rest of the week. Shorebirds and the Orioles going to be taking it very careful with him. And also Mishael Desone, who was hit on his hand by a pitch a couple of nights ago, he's back in the lineup tonight. So thankfully, Shorebirds starting to weather some of this injury storm. But tonight, Shorebirds will try to right the ship and get the series back to even at 2-2. Salem has taken now seven of the first 9 games between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox this season, taking 5-6 from Delmarva back in Salisbury, and now 2-3 here to begin this week. Starting pitching matchup tonight, it's Hunter Dobbins on the mound for Salem, making his third start of the season. So far, he's only pitched barely 6 innings, no record, a 7.94 ERA. Shane Davis toes the rubber for Delmarva. He is 1-5 with a 4.06 ERA. Although the Shorebirds haven't gotten lengthy starts here this week, they have made good use of the tandems in the bullpen. Ryan Long getting the save a couple nights ago, and then Dan Hammer last night, although he didn't factor into the decision, threw 4 solid innings, allowing just 1 run on 1 hit. Had a chance to catch up with Dan prior to today's game, so we'll go ahead and air that interview now, as Shorebirds pitcher Dan Hammer is our pregame guest here on Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Here on the Shorebirds pregame show, we're joined by Shorebirds pitcher Dan Hammer. Dan, you threw really well yesterday. 4 innings, you allowed just 1 hit, 1 run, struck out 6. You've now struck out 13 over your past 2 outings. What's allowed you to really sync up here as the season's kind of progressed on? You're hitting a really nice kind of high peak here.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get ahead with all my pitches and get on the same page as the catcher, get on a good game plan to where we can attack these guys with, whether it's getting ahead with my fastball or slider, just trying to keep the hitter on their toes.
And a lot of pitchers tell me this, that as the season progresses and the temperature rises, a lot of times their fastball velocity will follow suit. Yesterday, you threw as hard as you ever have this season, topping out at 97 and being pretty consistent at 95, 96 as well. And you said you noticed it in-game. Are you somebody who likes looking at radar mid-game?
I try not to do it every pitch, but yeah, if I feel like that one was a little harder, I'll take a glance back. And I knew it was against one of their better hitters, so I was trying to give it everything I had. So, I mean, that was pretty cool. Usually coming out of the bullpen rather than starting, I'll be like a tick or two higher on average. So just try to leave it all out there last night.
The fastball is basically, or at least fastball velocity is king here the past couple of decades. Was there ever a moment where you realized, like, oh my God, I actually throw, like, really hard?
I mean, I guess this year, I mean, I've had some games where it was, like, the hardest I've ever thrown. It's just a mixture of things, whether it's my body getting looser and getting used to the workload and everything, but I'm just going to try and keep rolling with it and throw as hard as I can, like, each outing, so.
When you get that little extra bump in velocity, is that something that you physically feel on the mound, or is it a mental thing where you're like, ooh, that came off a little bit better?
Yeah, I think it's more of like a mental thing of just being locked in and trying to move down the mound as quick as I can. When that happens, my arms feel synced up better and everything feels like it's going toward the plate and in a fast motion, so I just try to repeat that as much as I can.
And over the past couple of outings, while you've been throwing very well, I've noticed a couple of small tweaks, one of them being your windup. You've gone from facing the batter with your full chest versus kind of starting from the stretch and then going into a windup. Yeah. What brought about that change?
Yeah, I noticed that I was getting a little inconsistent, especially like at the start of each inning, of where my plant leg, or sorry, my back leg was actually like positioned on the rubber. So we looked at that and we said, why don't we just simplify it and start from a stance of facing like third base. So once we tweaked that, I think my strike percentage has gone up a little bit and just feel like more locked in from the jump each inning.
And so far this season, we've talked a little bit about it before the interview. You've dealt with a little bit of bad luck. Your outing against Fayetteville, you allowed just 5 base runners. 4 of them came in to score in very weird fashion. And your home run rate so far this year is a little bit higher than I think where you'd probably like it, but that always tends to regress down to the mean. How do you deal with bad luck as a pitcher?
Yeah, I mean, that's just baseball. Obviously, you don't want the runners to score, but, I mean, when they do, you just kind of got to roll with it and go to the next inning. But, yeah, just try to trust what the catcher puts down. I wish I could have had one of those back last game. I think I got into a rhythm there throwing too many fastballs, but that's baseball. It happens.
And your past couple of outings, you've actually been broken up from your tandem mate, Ryan Long. And I asked him about it, what it was like the first couple of times throwing away from you, considering you guys have become fast friends and roommates and all that. Is there any separation anxiety to being on your own?
Yeah, not going to lie. It was a bit of a tough breakup between me and Ryan. I saw it coming. Just the change in the schedule at Myrtle, I knew we weren't going to be together anymore, but, I mean, we still throw together pretty much every day, so, yeah, we're still supporting each other on every other day, so we're good.
Well, Dan, congrats on the good outing last night. Thanks for your time here today.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be back with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup here on the Shorebirds pregame show.
Join the Shorebirds at Purdue Stadium Monday, July 4th for the biggest and best fireworks show of the season with the Shorebirds Special Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza after the game, presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, live here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Sam Jelinek with you, getting you set for game 4-6 between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox. Thanks again to Shorebirds pitcher Dan Hammer for joining us on the pregame show today. Now it's time for the Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. For the Delmarva Shorebirds, Luis Valdez leads it off. He'll play second. Frederick Benkos may play shortstop, batting second. Noelbert Romero, the DH, hits third. Trenton Craig, the cleanup man, he'll play left field. Isaac De Leon at third base, bats fifth. Mishael Dason out in center, back in the lineup after getting hit on the hand a couple nights ago. He'll bat sixth. Roberto Martinez at first base, bats seventh. And batting eighth, Steven Acevedo, the right fielder, followed by Brian Hernandez doing the catching, batting ninth. For Shane Davis on the mound tonight for Delmarva. On the flip side for the Salem Red Sox, their Preston Automotive Group starting lineup looks like this. Edinson Paulino plays second base, leads it off. Brenner Bonacieux, the shortstop, bats second. Blaise Jordan, DH, hits third. Nico Cavadas playing first base is the cleanup man, followed by Eduardo Lopez in right field, batting fifth. Tyler Miller hits sixth. He'll play third base. Carson Simas out in center field, bats seventh. Jose Garcia does the catching and hits eighth, with Keir Meredith out in left field, batting ninth. Rounding it out for Hunter Dobbins, getting the start of the mound here for Salem this evening. The two noticeable absent names in the lineup cards for both sides: Jello Meyer for the Red Sox, both top prospects in their respective organizations, just getting a night off here. Kerstad, his first one, actually, since joining the Shorebirds. He'll be off today and then presumably back in the lineup tomorrow. Ditto for Meyer, who has had a very tough series. He is actually, top of my head, I believe, now 0-12 here this week. While Kerstad, he was 1-for-3 in last night's game before getting lifted after the seventh inning. So today, he gets his first full day of rest and then back into the lineup, presumably come Saturday evening. Red Sox are taking the field, so we'll go ahead, step aside one more time, and when we come back, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball, fair down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Salem, Virginia. We're at Salem Memorial Ballpark, where the Delmarva Shorebirds are ready to take on the Salem Red Sox. Sam Jelinek here with you. Shorebirds and Red Sox, game 4-6 here this week. Salem's taking 2 out of the first 3. Shorebirds will try to even it up here tonight as they face off against Hunter Dobbins on the mound for Salem. 8th-round pick of the Red Sox last year. And the ready on the bump for Salem here on Friday night. And this is the defense that lines up behind him to start it out for second-year manager Luke Montz. In left field, it's Kier Meredith, Carson Simas in center, Eduardo Lopez in right. Tyler Miller's at third, Brainer Bonassi at shortstop, Edinson Paulino at second. Nico Cavadas is at first base, and Jose Garcia does the catching for Hunter Dobbins on the hill. Dobbins underwent Tommy John prior to the draft last year. It was actually in March of 2021, still ended up getting selected by the Red Sox anyway, 8th-round pick out of Texas Tech. He's made 2 starts now this year, going 5 2/3 innings total, has allowed 5 runs, 10 hits, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts, making his way, being recruited to Texas Tech, pitched as a reliever in the College World Series as just a freshman, and then was a midweek starter the following season before the pandemic canceled the 2020 college baseball season, and now back after the Tommy John surgery, 22 years old, 6'2", 185-pound right-handed pitcher. Salem going with their home white uniforms for the first time this week, just the classic Red Sox uniform. Red Sox across the front in red, red numbers on the back, white pants with red stripe up the side. Shorebirds in their road grays. Delmarva across the front in black, black numbers on the back, gray pants, orange and black piping up the side, and high black socks for Luis Valdez as he steps to the plate to lead it off for the Shorebirds in this one. Just a little over a half hour delay before first pitch here, thanks to impending rain. Tarp was on the field, a little bit delayed to get field prep done, but now we're ready to go. Hunter Dobbins into his line. The first pitch of the game, Valdez drops down a bunt to third, charging in Miller, fields with the glove and can't get a throw off. Valdez safe at first on a bunt base hit. Miller fielded it with the glove and just double clutched it, couldn't get it out of the glove, and Valdez a bunt base hit to begin the game. Luis had tried to bunt earlier in the week, and off my own memory, I think that's the first time he's bunted for a hit this season, which, given his elite speed, is a little surprising. So he's at first, league leader in steals with 30. Dobbins to the stretch immediately, fires home, and Frederick Benkozme flashes the bunt but takes down the middle for strike one. Benkozme appeared off the bench last night, replacing Kerstad in the lineup, went 0-for-1 in his spot, striking out in the ninth. Actually ended the game. Left-handed hitter. Dobbins, letter high, set the pitch. Fastball misses up and away. Counts even at one. Middle infield at double play depth for Salem. Third baseman Miller in even with the bag. Valdez leads away from first. Benkozme at the plate, hitting 300. Six for his first 20 with the Shorebirds. Dobbins a throw over to first, and Valdez belly flops back to the bag. Just underway, 32. Just a little under 30 minutes after scheduled first pitch tonight. The pitch, Benkozme rips it on a hop by the dive of Paulino at second and on into right field to base hit. Valdez races up to second and Benkozme aboard at first with a solid single to right, and the Shorebirds with two on and nobody out to begin the game. A bunt base hit, now a line drive single for Benkozme. That brings up Noelbert Romero with two on and nobody out. Romero, high black sock, stands in from the right side. Middle infield at double play depth. Romero hitting 233. Here's the pitch. And Romero takes a fastball, pops the mid on the inside corner at 93 for strike one. Romero, 678 OPS, 4 homers, 16 driven in. Was 0-for-4 last night, now 2-for-11 in the series. Dobbins looks back to second. High leg kick, the pitch. And his first breaking ball of the game misses up high for ball one. Corners play back here against Romero. He really wanted to push the envelope here, maybe lay down another bunt. See Noelbert try that this season. 1-1. No sign of a bunt. Fastball in the inside corner at 94. Counts 1-2. Calling balls and strikes here tonight, it's Chad Patterson and Elliot Nelton, his partner out in the field. 1-2 on Romero. First and second, nobody out, top of the first. Dobbins, red glove, hands together, the pitch. And Romero takes a breaking ball in the dirt, smothered nicely by the catcher Garcia. Counts even at two. Barely a cloud overhead now. If you had told me that an hour ago, I wouldn't have believed you. It's nothing but gray skies for the past 4 hours. 2-2. Romero, a ground ball up the middle, diving, stopped by the second baseman, Paulino, flips to second for one, relay to first, not in time, as Cavadas can't pick it on what play. Salem has to be content with just the one out, though. Paulino's diving stop up the middle did save a run. Valdez to third, Romero safe at first on the fielder's choice. Paulino diving up the middle, full extension, flipped to second from his belly. Got the first out of the frame. And now men at first and third for the hottest hitter in the Carolina League, Trendon Craig. Trendon hitting nearly 500 here over the past week. 4-for-9 this week. The pitch. Breaking ball down and away for ball one. After going 9-for-18 last week against Fayetteville. Now 12 for his last 20, or 13 for his last 27. Right-handed hitter. One out, men at the corners, top of the first, no score. Dobbins set the pitch, and Craig takes a fastball in on the hands for ball two. And it feels like every time Craig comes up lately, look away for 1 second, and the next thing you know, he's ahead in the count. Hitters count 2-0. Look for something to drive here. 2-0 pitch. He swings and hits it out of play right field side. Counts 2-1. Craig, no multi-hit game last night. First time this week he didn't have multiple hits. did finish 1-for-1, 2 runs scored, 3 walks, and a stolen base. Square stance. Dobbins set. Here's the pitch. Romero runs from first. Craig takes high. The throw goes through to second. Romero tagged. Oh, he got under the tag. And Valdez comes home to score from third as the second baseman, Paulino, who fielded the throw, held on at the bag. Oh, man, it looked like Romero was out by a step and a half. The Shorebirds finally have a call out on the bases go their way. Romero with the stolen base. Valdez steals home on the back end, his 31st of the season. And the Shorebirds lead it 1-0 in the first. The pitch, time called. And was time called at the plate first? It was. So no pitch. Count stays at 3-1. His 10th stolen base of the season. Man at second, one out. One run in, top of the first. Double steal for the Shorebirds, executed not exactly perfectly, but it worked. Here's the pitch. And Craig fouls it back and out of play. 2-2, or 3-2, beg your pardon. Outfield plays deep and left for Craig. That's Kier Meredith. The rest of the outfielders play at medium depth. Flag right now fluttering out towards left. Like we said, barely any clouds overhead right now. The pitch, and Craig hits it high in the air down the right field line. I'll twist down a play. Count stays full. Basically, the past 3.5 hours, I've just been waiting for the skies to part. There are nothing but gray clouds circling overhead with the wind howling pregame. I just got into the ballpark around 2, 3 o'clock when the wind really picked up. I heard a crash and a bang under me in the press box. I look down into the stands, and what do I see but the Dippin' Dots cart getting it thrown around by the wind into the stands. 3-2 pitch. Craig takes inside, ball 4, nearly hit him. Works the one-out walk, men at first and second for Isaac De Leon. Shorebirds with a chance to make this a big first inning. One run already in on the double steal. Romero taking second, Valdez scampering home from third. And Dobbins in some hot water to begin the game. De Leon had a big impact in the first inning last night. 2-run double. Finished the game 2-for-4. Right-handed batter open stance. The pitch. Fastball top of the zone inside corner for strike one. First and second, one out for De Leon. 3 homers, 23 driven in on the season. 681 OPS with his average now back to 195. Closest it's been this season to 200. 0-1 just off the inside corner with a fastball. Counts even at 1. De Leon, high Black Sox, has a big frame. 6'3", 210. He used a little toe tap in his swing. Romero takes off for third. The pitch fouled off at the plate, though. So Romero turns down gear into third, and he'll head back to second. And Noelbert was running on his own there. Craig from first had stayed put, and typically when there's a double steal, you'll see both guys take off, especially with somebody like Trenton Craig at first, who has really good speed. The count 1-2 on De Leon. He crowds the plate a little bit more here. Middle infield at double play depth. Outfield straight away. The pitch. De Leon chops it on the ground to third towards the hole. Cut off by the third baseman. Miller goes to second. One relay to first. In time for a 5-4-3 double play that gets Hunter Dobbins out of the first with limited damage. Shorebirds do score a run, though. Double steal. Valdez takes home. Romero takes second. And after a half inning of play, it's Delmarva 1 and Salem coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Mountain Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds fan zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebird.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom of the first from Salem. It's the Shorebirds 1 and the Red Sox coming to bat for the first time against Shane Davis. Shane 1-5 with a 4.06 ERA, making his 12th start. Righty into his wind. His first pitch to Edinson Paulino. Fastball outside for ball 1. And Shane's night underway with a fastball outside. Shorebirds with a 1-0 lead. Paulino from the left side leads it off. The 1-0. Fastball just off the outside edge for ball 2. Shane 6'3", 180 pounds. Right-handed pitcher, 22 years old, out of NC Central. The pitch, swing and a miss. Paulino out in front of the fastball. Counts 2-1. Defense behind Davis to start this one out. It's Trenton Craig in left. Mishael Desone in center. 2-1. Paulino, a cue ball off the end of the bat, spinning up the third baseline. Trickles foul. Counts 2-2. Steven Acevedo's in right. Isaac De Leon at third. Frederick Bencosme at short. Luis Valdez at second, and Roberto Martinez at first, with Brian Hernandez doing the catching. Shane, in 51 innings, has struck out 62. That leads the team. 24 walks, 42 hits, 32 runs, 23 of them earned. 2-2. Paulino takes just inside the heater. Up to 91 there from Davis. He'll sit mostly 92-93. Five-pitch mix for Shane. Fastball, cutter, slider, curveball, changeup. 3-2. Paulino takes down the dirt ball 4. Davis skips the fastball in. Not an ideal start to his night. Walks the leadoff man here in the first. Brings up Rainer Bonassi. Switch hitter steps in from the left side. Last time out for Shane, it was a weird Saturday night against Fayetteville. Game was delayed by 2 hours. Ended up becoming a 7-inning game. Shane threw the first 4 that night. Wound 2 runs, 3. Bonassi hits it in the air to center. Chases Desone back a couple of steps. Still going back, and he finally reels it in for the first out. Here in the bottom of the first. Back to first goes Paulino. So Davis on the board here tonight. That start against Fayetteville, he gave up both of his runs in the second inning when his control just vanished all of a sudden. He walked 3 in that frame, including 2 back-to-back to force in runs with the bases loaded. Blaze Jordan now the batter, right-handed hitter, the pitch. Fast changeup just a little low for ball 1. Jordan, high Red Sox, lightly open stance. Stands far away from the plate. The pitch. He swings and lines it softly into center field for a base hit. Up to second goes Paulino. He's thinking 3. The throw from Desone to the bag on a dime. He throws out Paulino, trying to go first to third. Mishael Desone, a cannon, hoses Edinson Paulino at third for the second out here in the first. Blaze Jordan aboard on the single, but Paulino, who tried to slow play it around second, and Deke Desone turned on the jets after gliding into second. Desone never fooled. Fielded the ball on a couple of hops, unleashed a rifle to third. Here's Nico Cavadas in the first pitch. Off speeds down the middle for strike 1, and that is a questionable decision for Paulino, especially with Cavadas coming up, as well as he's hitting the series. Had a 2-run homer last night, his second homer here this week. The pitch. Changeup misses high for ball 1, and it's not even that Cavadas is just hot this week. He's the active leader in OPS in the league. 9 homers, 36 driven in, a 963 OPS. So taking a run scoring opportunity away from him, not a good thing. The pitch. Breaking ball just a little high. It's 2-1. 2 outs, bottom of the first. It's Delmarva 1 and Salem nothing. Blaze Jordan at first. Nico Cavadas, big left-handed hitter for Dame last year. Davis from the belt, the 2-1. Cavadas swings and fouls it back, chased up and out of the zone. Counts 2-2. Cavadas was selected out of Notre Dame, and we'll see whether or not Cavadas, who is playing first base tonight, if in between innings he's flipping through his phone real quick as Notre Dame opens their stay in Omaha tonight against Texas. 2-2 on Cavadas. The pitch. Fastball misses outside, and the count's full. College World Series got underway earlier today from Omaha. First game was Oklahoma-Texas A&M. Oklahoma won it 13-8. 3-2 on Cavadas. Jordan will be off on the pitch. Here it comes. And Cavadas hits it in the air to deep left center field. Outfielders converge in the alley. They look up, and it's gone. Nico Cavadas, with his third homer of the week, has given the Red Sox a 2-1 lead here in the first. Two-run shot out to left center. Got up there into the wind. It's blowing straight up the alley. And Cavadas, his 10th of the season, puts the Red Sox ahead 2-1 here in the first. For Davis, that's the fourth homer he's allowed this season. And for the Shorebirds, they get the benefit of Paulino getting thrown out at third there. What could have been a three-run homer, instead is just two. Here's Eduardo Lopez, switch hitter batting left, and he takes up high for ball one. And it's felt like this entire week, Shorebirds, every time that they've grabbed a lead, the 1-0 is way high for ball two. Salem has immediately responded. Yesterday, after the first, ended it with a five-run second for Salem. And then after the Shorebirds tied it in the fourth, Cavadas hit a two-run homer in the bottom of the fourth for Salem to regain control. The 2-0, fastball just off the inside corner for ball three. Lopez's second game off the IL, he was activated yesterday, two walks. 3-0 is down the middle for strike one. Four homers, 11 driven in, 219 average, 723 OPS. Davis the Rock, here's the pitch. Cutter misses down and in for ball four, and Davis walks his second of the inning. Shorebirds have not gotten good length from their starters here this week. Yesterday, Moises Chassé didn't make it out of the second. You know, the game before that, Carter Baumler went 2 2/3, although in Carter's case, he's only supposed to go three innings at maximum anyway. And then back on Tuesday, Juan de los Santos went just 2+. So the bullpen's been taxed pretty heavily. Here's Tyler Miller, left-handed batter, the first pitch. Fastball misses inside for ball one. And it's really been the cutter for Davis that has missed the zone a lot. Mostly sitting 87-89-ish. Throwing it to left-handed batters hasn't had a lot of success. 1-0. Miller swings and gets under one to right. Chases Acevedo back a couple of steps. Camps under it and puts it away for the final out here in the first. But Nico Cavadas, his third homer of the week, his 10th of the season, gives Salem the lead. On to the second, it's the Red Sox 2 and the Shorebirds 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown.
Hungry for better
See
chicken?
Priceless
your
treasures
hometown
that
brand,
will bring your
Purdue
baseball
is
memories
on a mission
to life.
For
Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Season and hat season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the second from Salem. Red Sox now with a 2-1 lead over the Shorebirds. Nico Cavadas, a two-run homer. And the Shorebirds kicking themselves for not capitalizing even more on the base runners that they had in the first. They played at one, but a 5-4-3 double play got Hunter Dobbins out of that jam with just one run allowed. Ishael Deson leads off the second. Hunter Dobbins back to work from a full wind with nobody on. Right on right matchup, the first pitch. Deson takes a fastball outside corner at the knees for strike one. Deson back in the lineup after sitting out yesterday. He was hit on the hands and removed from Wednesday night's game in his first at bat. 0-1. Deson hits it on the ground to third. On the third, Hunt Miller picks it from a knee, throws across the diamond to retire Deson for the first out here in the second. Deson retired on just two pitches. Brings up Roberto Martinez, playing third base for the third straight game. Whether or not he ends up finishing the game, there's another story. Back on Wednesday, his first start of his career there. He ended up playing just a couple innings there before moving to second. Shorebirds had to alter their defense thanks to injuries. Switch hitter bats from the left side, the first pitch. Fastball down the middle for strike one. Martinez 7 for 23 with the Shorebirds. That's a 304 average. One homer, four driven in. He's got back-to-back multi-hit games this week. 2 for 4 in each, 4 for 8 in the series. 0-1. Breaking ball a little low. Counts even at 1. Salem 2, Delmarva 1, top of the second. Handed batter. Here's the pitch. And Martinez late on the fastball, can't connect. 95, busting it on his hands. It's 1-2. Third baseman Miller had been playing closer to the grass at third, now backs up a couple of steps. The 1-2. Jam shot back to the mound, couple of hops. Dobbins grabs it, pitcher runs the first, flips it underhand to Cavadas to retire Martinez, and there's quickly two away here in the second. So 2-up, 2-down, that brings up Steven Acevedo. 8-hole hitter playing right field tonight for the Shorebirds, played center last night. Acevedo 1 for 17 with the Birds. The pitch. Breaking ball misses outside for ball 1. Pats with the bases empty. 2 outs, top of the second. Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox 2-1. Wind up and the 1-0. Acevedo fouls it straight back. Was on that fastball. Counts even at 1. Acevedo's only hit back on Wednesday. An RBI double. Smacked it down the right field line. Dobbins straddles the rubber, turns his body from the center of it, fires home, and Acevedo fouls it back and out of play. It's 1-2. Dobbins' velocity pretty solid here through the first two, sitting mostly 93 to 95, and not afraid to go inside like we saw in Martinez. 1-2 to Acevedo. Breaking ball freezes in. Inside corner, buckled his knees. Dobbins spins a beauty and fires a 1-2-3 second, capping it with a punch out. After an inning and a half, it's Salem 2 and Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league! Oh! I love this guy!
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Shorebirds Baseball is back this week on Thursday, June 23rd. It's a Maryland Pride Sox giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. And June 25th features fireworks presented by Warwick Community College and Scholar Athlete Night featuring Gary Williams presented by Mount Air Farms. Buy tickets at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Shorebirds trail the Red Sox 2-1 as we go to the bottom of the second here from Salem. Shane Davis back to work, looking for a scoreless frame after allowing a Nico Cavadas two-run homer in the last of the first. First pitch to Carson Semus is fouled straight back. Fastball in on his hands for strike one. Semus, right-handed batter, 7-8-9 in the order, due up for Salem. Semus, the center fielder, didn't play in last night's game. 0-1 from Davis. Breaking ball, top of the zone, outside edge for strike two. Semus hitting 183, 5.11 OPS, no homers, 8 driven in. Davis the wind, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, got him on a slider down and away. First strikeout of the game for Davis. Sits down Semus on 3 pitches to begin the second. Second inning has been a problem frame for Davis his past 2 outings. His past 2 starts have been good, 8 innings total. He's given up 4 runs. But each time, all 4 of those runs have come in the second. Here's the pitch to Jose Garcia, breaking ball down the middle for strike one, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense from our perspective. Fastball misses inside for ball one, because if he throws a scoreless first, most of the time in the second he's going through the latter half of the order. So why that's been giving him trouble, I'm not sure. The 1-1, Garcia swings and misses down the count 1-2. Garcia, the Red Sox catcher, hitting 218, 581 OPS, right-handed batter, 510, 225. Open stance, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Davis sets him down on 4 pitches. Back-to-back Ks for Davis here to open the second on 7 pitches. So Davis trying to match a 1-2-3 frame from Hunter Dobbins in the top of the inning. 2/3 of the way there, and now the 9-hole hitter, Keir Meredith. Meredith hitting 258, 710 OPS, no homers, 10 driven in. First pitch to him, he swings and misses out in front of a changeup for strike one. Meredith, left-handed batter. On the season, Davis has given up the most runs in any one frame in the second, 0-1. Changeup misses low, counts even at 1. He's given up 10 runs, 9 earned. This now the 12th go-around in the second inning. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, a little high. It's 2-1. Compare that to the first and third, where he's given up a grand total of 4 earned runs combined in 22 innings. 2-1. Fastball. Phew, I don't know where that missed. Bottom of the zone, maybe? It's ball two. Fastball was down the middle. Davis doesn't get the call. It's 2-1. 2 out, nobody on. The pitch. And Meredith takes. Top of the zone, called strike. So if Davis isn't going to get the knees, certainly is going to get the letters. 2 out, nobody on. 3-2 the count on Meredith. The pitch. He takes low, ball 4. Second walk of the third walk of the game issued by Davis. Third straight start that he's given up 3 walks. And the lineup flips the top for Edinson Paulino. Salem 2, Delmarva 1. 2 outs here in the second. Now a man at first. That's Meredith. 8-for-8 in stolen bases this season. Paulino walked his first time up. Davis from the belt. Here's changeup. Got Paulino out in front. Strike one. And strange to see Davis not getting the call low in the zone, mostly because he typically doesn't pitch down there anyway. He loves to live at the letters up in the zone. The pitch. Fastball just off the outside corner. Again, the knees just not open for business tonight. The home plate umpire, Chad Patterson. Wind right now blowing the flag out to left. Lights starting to come fully on here. Barely a cloud in the sky. 1-1. Paulino rolls another ground foul, first base side. Counts 1-2. Davis has struck out 2 in the inning. Trying to work around a 2-out walk to the 9-hole hitter. 1-2 on Paulino. Hernandez sets up down and away. The pitch, runner goes, and Paulino takes high. The throw to second is not in time. skipped in on a hop. Ben Cosme was there to pick it, apply the tag, but apparently not in time. Narrative, headlong dive, able to beat the throw. His ninth stolen base of the year, still hasn't been caught. And at this point, I'm just getting accustomed to any stolen base is going to be called safe unless it's blatantly out. Is even that a bang-bang play? 2-2. Paulino hits a worm burner to second. Valdez stays down at second baseman, throws to first to retire Paulino and end the inning. Davis works around two-out walk, Strand's mounted second. On to the third, Salem 2, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.193112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Independence Day, fireworks, ballpark classics, and Shorebirds baseball. Nothing can get better than that. Join the Shorebirds at Purdue Stadium Monday, July 4th for the biggest, greatest, and most unforgettable fireworks show of the season with the Shorebirds Special Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza after the game presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Tickets are selling fast, so don't forget to save time. Buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Top of the third, it's Salem 2, Delmarva 1. Here from Salem Memorial Ballpark, Brian Hernandez leads it off for the Birds. First pitch from Hunter Dobbins. Hernandez cracks it out of play. Third base side for strike one. 9-1-2 for the Birds. Hernandez, the catcher, leads it off. Brian, his first start this week, the 0-1. Breaks his bat on a soft grounder out to second, waiting back on it. Paulino waits for Cavanas to get to the bag at first, tosses it to him to retire Hernandez for the first out here in the third. And that has been a hallmark of Dobbins here today. Not the broken bats, but getting in on hitters' hands. Has been very aggressive, trying to take the inside corner for himself. So far, it's worked. He's given up one run, first time through the order. First pitch to Luis Valdez. He shoots it by the dive of Tyler Miller at third and on to left field for a base hit. Valdez now 2-for-2. Meredith, a strong throw back into second from left. And Luis Valdez, after bunting Miller at third, now slaps one by him on a line for a base hit. So Valdez at first, one out. That brings up Frederick Bencosme. And a one-hop screamer by the dive of Paulino at second, his first time up for a single. Left-handed batter. Dobbins high set. Throw over to first, and he has Valdez picked off. Valdez takes off for second. Here's the throw, and he's out. Good job by Hunter Dobbins on the mound. Confaldez leaning. He's thrown out for what is now the seventh time this season. Or sixth time, beg your pardon. And Cavadas, a strong throw from first, who then throw Valdez out. Don't see a lot of first basemen capable of making that throw consistently. First pitch to Bencosme. So breaking ball inside. Bencosme ducks out of the way at the plate. Ball one. So now two out, nobody on. 2-1, Salem leads the Shorebirds, top of the third. Dobbins the wind and the pitch. And Bencosme, a one-hopper down the third baseline. Diving stop by Miller. Blocks it, picks it up, throws to first. In time to get Bencosme. And Hunter Dobbins with just a five-pitch inning here in the third. Shorebirds send the minimum to the plate. On to the bottom of the third. It's Salem 2, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com. The Shorebirds are in town, June Stadium. On Thursday, June 23rd, it's a Maryland Pride Sox giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. June 24th is the 2022 team photo giveaway presented by the Delaware State Fair. And on Saturday, June 25th, it's the return of fireworks presented by Warwick Community College and Scholar Athlete Night with a special guest appearance by Hall of Fame coach Gary Williams presented by Mount Air Farms. Buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Salem 2, Delmarva 1 here as we go to the bottom of the third. Shorebirds see just five pitches in the top of the third against Hunter Dobbins, who has been extremely economical to this point. Shane Davis will try to match him here in the bottom of the third. Dobbins at 35 pitches through three innings. Bonassi, Jordan, and Cavadas due up for the Red Sox here in the third. First pitch to Bonassi. It's a cutter down and in for ball one. 2-3-4 for Salem. Bonassi flying to center his first time up. Shane Davis, the righty into his one. The 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball down the dirt for ball two. All of Salem's damage coming back in the first. A two-run homer for Nico Cavadas due up third in the inning. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. The pitch. Fastball just off the edge a little low. It's 3-0. Davis peeks in over his bone-colored glove. Drops the hands, lifts the leg, the pitch. Cutter just off the inside corner, and Davis walks his fourth of the game. That ties both a season and career high for him. Four-pitch walk to begin the third. And that strike zone at times is seeming the size of a mail slot. It's going both ways. It's very consistent. But just because it's consistent doesn't mean it's not annoying nor bad. Here's Blaze Jordan, single to center his first time up. Right-handed batter, the pitch. Breaking ball. Jordan's single ended when Paulino was thrown out at third, trying to go first, third on the play. 1-0. Jordan takes a fastball inside, brushes him off the plate for ball two. Well, it could have been a big first inning for Salem. Instead, they had to settle for the two runs and the Cavadas two-run homer, as opposed to it potentially being a three-run shot. Bonassi at first, nobody out, the 2-0. And Jordan, a big rip, fouls it back. It's 2-1. Bonassi, 7-for-10 in stolen bases over at first. Salem's been very aggressive this series. In two out of the three games, they've stolen five bases. 2-1 pitch. Jordan takes a fastball up and in. It's ball three. Davis a little landscaping on his landing zone out in the mound. Kicks at it a little, I think more out of frustration than anything. Walked Bonassi to open the inning. Now 3-1 on Jordan. Throw over to first. Bonassi back in with a dive. Salem 2, Delmarva 1, bottom of the third. Wind blowing straight out to left right now, which is music to Blaze Jordan's ears at the plate. 3-1. He pops it up back behind home. Into the seats, strike one, or strike two, beg your pardon, count full. Get anything up in the air out to left, center, or left. Pretty good chance it's going to get out of here tonight. Flag stiff in center. 3-2 pitch, runner stays put, and Jordan fouls off another. Back over the netting into the seats. Flink goes around and it just lands into a fan's hand walking the concourse. Didn't even see it coming. good reaction. Nobody out. Bomb of the third, man at first. Still 3-2 on Jordan. Payoff pitch again. Another. Basically the same spot as the last one. A couple of rows deeper. He's making Davis work here in the third. Shane now at 50 pitches, 23 strikes, 27 balls. Davis from the belt, high leg kick, the 3-2 again, and Jordan fouls off another. Four straight foul balls. And this has been now a nine-pitch battle. Surprised Bonassi hasn't taken off from first, although he's lucky at this point. He would have winded himself, sprinting back and first between first and second. 3-2 stays put, the pitch, and Jordan fouls off another. Popped out of play, right field side. And everybody going home with a souvenir tonight. Five straight foul balls, 10-pitch at bat. Still 3-2 on Jordan, 2-1 Salem, bottom of the third. Bonassi at first, middle infield at double play depth, the pitch, and Jordan lines it foul down the third base side. Would have been extra bases. And the count remains full. Six straight foul balls. Home plate umpire Chad Patterson gets a fresh delivery of pearls out to him. Twelfth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Outfield straight away. Bonassi leads away from first. Here's the pitch. And Jordan takes low, ball four. The pitch goes to the backstop. Racing up to second, Bonassi makes the turn. Hold on there, though. Back-to-back walks issued by Davis here in the third. That's now a career-high five. Two on and nobody out for Nico Cavadas. And Shane at the point of his Delmarva tenure where he's earned the right to battle through road bumps. Trying to go through it against Cavadas, not a whole lot of room for error. Two on, nobody out, the pitch. Breaking ball, tick low for ball one. And for the zone to get small all of a sudden now for Davis, or even smaller, I should say. Not great timing. Cavada's left-handed batter homered his first time up. The 1-0. Breaking ball inside corner, belt high. It's 1-1. For Cavada's, it was his 10th of the season, a two-run shot out to left center. Right now, the only runs that Salem has scored tonight. First and second, nobody out. Infield plays Cavada's to pull the pitch. Curve ball down the middle. Maybe just below the knees. Maybe. 2-1. That is a huge pitch there. Big pivot point in the at-bat. 2-1 offering. And Cavadas takes a curveball inside now. It's 3-1. Davis painting himself into a corner. Has walked Bonassi and Jordan to start the inning. Now 3-1 on Cavadas. Cleanup man. 2-1 Salem, bottom three. The 3-1. And Cavadas takes a fastball down the middle. Must have been looking off speed there. And Davis with 90 right down the chute. Works the count full. First and second, nobody out. Wind howling out to left. Payoff pitch. And Cavadas fouls it back and out of play. Count's full. Second baseman Valdez towards the hole on the right side. Shortstop Ben Cozme up the middle, outfield deep all the way around. 3-2 on Cavadas. First and second, nobody out in the third. Leg kick, the pitch. Breaking ball, called strike three. Letter high inside corner. Davis finally gets the call he needed. And that's the first down here in the third. Maybe that'll turn around Davis' third inning here. Walked the first two, and now Eduardo Lope. Switch hitter, bats from the left side. First and second, one out. Davis a look to second, raises the leg, the pitch. Curveball in there, bottom of the zone. Strike one. The bottom of the zone, I should say tonight, after musing about the fact that Davis hasn't gotten some knee-high calls, it seems to be above the knee. is where the bottom of the zone is tonight. But going up at the zone, he got more leeway. As we saw in that Cavadas strike three, the 0-1 cut on and missed. Fastball letter high for strike two. Doesn't really seem to be the top of the letters, more so the bottom of the armpit. It's where you can get away with tonight. First and second, one out. Lopez from the left side, four homers, 11 driven in. 2-1 Salem, bottom three, the pitch. And Lopez lines it, speared by Martinez at first, tries to tag out Jordan, and he missed him. Would have been an inning-ending double play. Instead, Jordan able to evade the tag. The inning continues, but there's now two out. I don't know how Jordan Houdini'd himself out of avoiding getting tagged there, but he deked Martinez. There's two away. Bonassi still at second, Jordan at first. And now Tyler Miller, first pitch. Breaking ball is skied out to right center field. Both outfielders converge. Center fielder DeSone calls for it and puts it away for the final out here in the third. Shane Davis walks the first two of the inning and then sits down Cavadas on strikes, a line out and a fly out. Get him out of the jam. After three complete, it's Salem 2, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat.
Some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Take in your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com. Or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the fourth here from Salem. It's the Red Sox 2 and the Shorebirds 1. Noelbert Romero leads off top of the fourth for the Shorebirds and watches a first pitch breaking ball in the outside corner for strike one. Hunter Dobbins just 35 pitches through his first three innings. 0-1 to Romero. Curveball in the dirt. Counts even at 1. Romero hit into a fielder's choice his first time up. Was a phenomenal play on a ground ball up the middle. 1-1. Romero takes a fastball high to the backstop. It's 2-1. Bouncer back up the middle over second. Second baseman Paulino laid out. Backhand stop. Flipped to second for a force out. Nearly doubled up Romero. Dobbins into the wind. Here's the 2-1. Fastball just off the inside edge for ball three. Dobbins now into uncharted waters. As a professional here, first time he's worked three-plus innings. And the righty deals home the 3-1, and Romero pops it up. Down the right field line, first baseman Cavadas back into the outfield grass, dances around, gets under it, and puts it away next to the line for the first out here in the fourth. That brings up the left fielder, Trendon Craig. Trendon walked his first time up. It's now four walks in his past five plate appearances here for Craig. Even when he's not getting hits, he's getting on base. His numbers on the season now have started to become a little staggering as swings at the first pitch and pops it up. Down the first base line again. First baseman Cavadas on the infield dirt this time. Puts it away and Craig retired on just one pitch, and Hunter Dobbins might end up getting out of the fourth on less than 40 pitches. I lied. That was his 40th. So five pitches for two outs, and that brings up Isaac De Leon, who hit into a 5-4-3 double play back in the first. The pitch, and De Leon swings away and fouls it out of play. Right field side for strike one. Salem leading the Shorebirds 2-1 here in the top of the fourth. De Leon open stance from the right side. Here's the 0-1. And De Leon tries to check his swing, but he went around on a curveball in the dirt. It's 0-2. You have to wonder where this game would be had De Leon not hit into an inning-ending double play back in the first. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Half-hearted chase by De Leon down and away. Can't connect on the breaker. Catcher Garcia tags him out to complete the strikeout, and Hunter Dobbins threw four innings for the first time in his professional career. After 3.5, Salem 2, Delmarva 1, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the Flock Shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom of the fourth here from Salem, Virginia. It's the Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox 2-1. Sam Jelinek with you. Shane Davis back to work, greeted by Carson Semus, and the first pitch cutter is on the outside corner for strike one. Davis very cutter heavy here in this one. Hopefully getting a little bit momentum after stranding two on the third. 0-1 to Semus. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and in. 0-2. 7-8-9 here in the fourth for the Red Sox. Davis walked the first two of the third, was on the verge of walking three in a row, was down the count on Nico Cavadas, 3-1. League leader in OPS right now, who had already homered off of Davis tonight. 0-2. CMS takes a called strike three. Breaking ball outside corner. Can't pull the trigger, and Davis with his fourth strikeout of the game. Came back to strike out Cavadas, got Eduardo Lopez to line out, and then Tyler Miller to fly out to end the inning. Now Jose Garcia, he struck out his first time up. Right-handed batter, the pitch. He swings and pops it back and out of play for strike one. Garcia, catcher, hits from the right side. Good bend at the knees. Davis, the wind and the 0-1. Chopped on the ground, foul down the third base side. It's 0-2. Shane's pitch count, not exactly ideal. Through 3 1/3 right now. That was just his 70th pitch. The Shorebirds need him to eat some innings tonight. His normal tandem mate here over the past couple of weeks, Connor Grady, has been scratched for today's game. Strained his back a little bit, so he's going to be skipped at least for today. Not sure when we'll see him back on the mound, but expected to be sometime soon. But Shane all alone tonight. 0-2. Garcia swings and misses, chases a fastball up and out of the zone. Down on strikes for the second time tonight. And Davis now up to five, has two outs here in the fourth. So if Shane can gut it through five tonight, that would be huge. Two out, nobody on for Keir Meredith. He walked his first time up, was the same situation as back in the second. First pitch, breaking ball down the middle for strike one. Semus and Garcia both struck out, and then Meredith work the two-out walk. Shane trying to avoid the two-out free pass here. The 0-1, Meredith fouls it straight back, and it's quickly 0-2. Meredith has now walked out, has walked as often as he's struck out this season, 13 apiece, leading to an on-base percentage above 430. Left-handed batter, Davis looking to strike out the side in the fourth. The 0-2, and Meredith swings and misses, fastball up and out of the zone. Davis does strike out the side, sits down Seamus, Garcia, and Meredith in order for a 1-2-3 fourth. Now six punch-outs in the game. Four innings have come and gone here tonight from Salem. It's the Red Sox 2 and the Shorebirds 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game, and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that game's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastor at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare bold. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the fifth here from Salem, Virginia. It's the Red Sox 2 and the Shorebirds 1 here on Friday night, just outside of Roanoke. Both teams scoring in the first inning, nothing since. Shorebirds a double steal, producing a run. Red Sox getting a two-run homer from Nico Cavadas for their only offensive output. TechNet called the bullpen to begin the fray, and Gabriel Jackson takes over for Hunter Dobbins. Dobbins goes four innings, allows one run, three hits, one walk, two strikeouts, the longest outing of his professional career. Michael DeSone leads off the fifth, and the first pitch fastball misses down and in to DeSone from Jackson. So Dobbins won't factor into tonight's decision. Can't win. Cantone takes a heater down the middle for strike one. Jackson, 20 years old, making his 12th appearance. Third out of the bullpen. He's 2-6 with a 6.37 ERA. Ready fires the 1-1, and DeSone a chopper towards short up the middle. But Nasi, the shortstop, ranges, loves, and throws to first a little low, but picked out by Cavadas for the first out here in the frame. Jackson now 41 and a third innings, has struck out 32, walked 14. 43 hits, 34 runs, 29 earns. Opponents batting 256 against him. 6'2", 180 pounds. Switch hitter Roberto Martinez now the batter. Hits on the left side. Jackson the wind and the pitch. Fastball misses down low for ball one. Jackson very much a heavy sinker baller. There was a lot with the two-seamer running down and away to left-handed batters. 1-0. Fastball just off the inside edge for ball two. Martinez grounded back to the mound his first time up against Dobbins. And in the count 2-0, it's Salem 2, Delmarva 1, top of the fifth. The pitch. Fastball misses down the dirt for ball three. Three and oh on Martinez. Jackson deals home. Fastball is high, ball four. Martinez walks, and the Shorebirds have a one-out base runner for Steven Acevedo. I have to wonder if the Shorebirds will go to the bullpen themselves once the bottom of the inning comes around. Right now, Shane Davis, his pitch count has gotten relatively high through the first four at 75. On the season, his high is 82. It's not a whole lot of wiggle room unless they want to extend him out to 90. First pitch to Acevedo. Fastball is up high for ball one. Shorebird saw Acevedo, or rather Jackson, a couple of times down the FCL last year. He pitched in 10 games for the FCL Red Sox, going 2-0 with a 3.57 ERA. He's off his foot in the box. Counts even at 1. Acevedo struck out looking his first time up against Dobbins. Now faces off against Jackson here, who leans in for the sign, dangles the ball in his right arm, or right hand rather, right arm away from his body. Hands together below the belt now comes set, the pitch. And Acevedo, a hot smash to third on the short hop picked by Miller at third, goes to second, one, relay to first in time for a 5-4-3 double play, all started by the sweet hands of Tyler Miller at third. Shorebird send the minimum to the plate here in the fifth, on to the bottom of the fifth, halfway home. It's the Red Sox 2 and the Shorebirds 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Plot Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Plot Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every free time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Halfway home, we go to the bottom of the fifth here from Salem. It's the Red Sox 2 and the Shorebirds 1. Not a whole lot of offense to go around, just 5 hits total. Shane Davis has walks here tonight. Actually, scratch that, 5 walks for a career high. But has struck out 6 and comes back out for the fifth. Presumably will set a new season high in pitches. First one to Edinson Paulino is a cutter down and in for ball 1. Davis comes into the frame at 75, now 76 pitches. Most he's thrown in a game this season, 82. That was back on May the 13th, actually against Salem. 1-0 is fouled back by Paulino, counts even at 1. That start for Shane was his worst of the season. He allowed 5 runs, 4 earned, both season highs in 4-plus innings. The pitch, and Paulino fouls it out of play, third base side. It's 1-2. Paulino, the leadoff man for the Red Sox, he's 0-for-1 with a walk and a ground out to second. Left-handed hitter, Davis, into the wind, the 1-2. Chopped foul, first base side, out of the dugout. Albert Romero, as energetic as ever, makes the play, flips it into the stands for a fan. It's 1-2. If you don't smile seeing Albert Romero at the ballpark any day, there's nothing that'll help you. 1-2 pitch. And Paulino, a weak chopper towards short on the third hop. Ben Cosme gloves it, sets his feet, throws to first, and gets Paulino by a step and a half for the first out here in the fifth. And since walking the first two to open up the bottom of the third, Davis has now retired 7 in a row. One of the men who drew those walks, Brain Airbone on C, steps to the plate, switch hitter, bats left. He is 0-for-1. Line to center, back in the first. Pitch home. Breaking ball down the middle for strike 1. Salem 2, Delmarva 1, bottom 5. Game 4 of 6 this week. Salem's taking 2 out of the first 3. Shorebirds, oddly enough, obviously 19 games under 500. The 0-1, this is up and away for ball 1, have actually been pretty solid playing in division this season. The only problem is they haven't played that many games here in the Northern Division, and now time called, and Davis... No. This is not good. Trainer Griffin Pyatt races out. And Shane showing the inside of his elbow to Griff. And Joe Hallmacher, the pitching coach, takes the ball from Davis, and Shane is coming out of this game. Oh, no. This is worst-case scenario. Felipe gives him a pat on the head, and coming out of the bullpen, it looks like it's Nick Richmond for the Shorebirds. So we'll go ahead and take a break. Shane Davis is out of this game. His elbow immediately grabs at it after throwing the 1-1 pitch there to Brainer Bonassi. Actually, that's Thomas Girard coming out of the bullpen. So Girard now pitching in back-to-back games will have as much time as he needs to get warm here. And when we receive any word on Shane Davis, we'll hopefully pass it along. But Shane just leaves the game after the 1-1 pitch to Bonassi, grabs at his elbow, shakes his head at both the trainer and the pitching coach. And that's it for Davis here in this one. He goes 4 1/3 and leaves with an elbow injury. We'll go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, Thomas Girard will be on the mound for the Birds on this TechNet call to the bullpen. It's Salem 2, Delmarva 1, back in a minute here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Gellinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com Fan Zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellinick on the call, both home and away at 4-3. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit...
Back here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, it's still Salem 2, Delmarva 1. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Checknet called the bullpen. Thomas Girard takes over for Shane Davis, who leaves in the middle of the at-bat against Brainer Bonassi. The count's even at 1. Davis immediately grabbing at his arm after throwing the 1-1 pitch, went straight for the elbow. And there wasn't even talk about him staying in the game on the mound. He is out, and hopefully we'll receive word on him shortly. Pitch to Bonassi from Girard is chopped at the middle. On the backhand, second baseman Valdez Fields throws on the run, not in time. It gets by the first baseman Martinez, hits off the Shorebirds bullpen fence, or rather dugout fence, backed up by the catcher Hernandez. And he'll go ahead and try to tag Bonassi at first, hoping that maybe he made an attempt towards second, but that's a base hit for Bonassi. So Girard pitches for the second straight day, third time in the series. He went 2/3 of an inning last night, providing a little bridge to Dan Hammer. Walked one, struck out one, now 2-0 in the season with a 5.55 ERA. Displays Jordan right-handed batter. Fifth man, or rather third man in the order. Pitch home. Fastball at the knees outside corner. And the count's 0-1. Girard from the belt. Pitch home is lined into left field for a base hit. Jordan's now 2-for-2, his second single. Craig gets it on in from left, and Salem with men at first and second and one away for Nico Cavadas. Girard making his team-leading 20th appearance out of the bullpen. He's 2-0 with a 5.55 ERA. 24 1/3 innings, has struck out 27, walked 22. 24 hits, 18 runs, 15 earned. 5'11", 195-pound right-handed Nico Cavadas, left-handed batter in the first pitch. It is a changeup on the outside corner for strike one. Cavadas has provided all the offense tonight for Salem. A two-run homer back in the first. Wind still blowing towards the left field corner right now, so if he goes the other way, it could be dangerous. Runners take off in the 0-1. Cavadas takes down low. The throw goes through to second, and it's not in time. You've got to be kidding me. Again, Elliot Melton out at second with a missed call. How many times are we going to go through this? And Ben Cosme, the shortstop who received the throw, applied the tag, had Jordan by a step and a half. So second and third, successful double steal for Salem. Count 1-1 on Cavada's the pitch. He swings and taps it foul at the plate. It's 1-2. I mean, at this point, it's not even fruitful for the Shorebirds and manager Felipe Rojas Jr. to argue. It just is what it is. Is it still frustrating? Yes. And I hate to harp on officials and umpires. 1-2. Cavadas drills it off his foot in the box. Goes down to a knee and helps himself back up with his bat. Still 1-2. But at a certain point, when it's the same call over and over and over again, and consistently out of position, it's not even the bad call. It's the fact that Melton and Patterson behind the plate have been out of position for steals at second. Unable to make that call, Cavadas calls time and steps out. It's just a shame. It was a good throw by Hernandez right on the bag. Jordan was out. That was it. 1-2 on Cavadas. Girard ready at the belt. Here's the pitch. And Cavadas, a high fly ball deep down the right field line. Acevedo, the right fielder, winds in right on the foul line, makes the catch. Here comes Bonassi from third. The throw to the plate on the fly. Not in time. And the throw to third goes Jordan, also tagging. And it's 3-1 Salem here in the fifth. But for all intents and purposes, that run shouldn't have scored. That should have been the final out of the inning. Brings up Eduardo Lopez. He's walked and lined out tonight. Left-handed batter, switch hitter. Girard, the righty, fires home. And the changeup misses outside for ball one. Salem 3, Delmarva 1, last of the fifth. Two singles, double steal, turns into a run for the Red Sox. The pitch, changeup, cut on and missed. Count even at one. And like I said, harping and focusing in on umpires and blown calls is a futile exercise that won't really get you anywhere other than just very deep down a rabbit hole. 1-1. Lopez rips it on the ground, foul down the first base side. It's 1-2. But at the same time, at this point, it can't be ignored. When it's multiple calls, especially the same ones, I'm okay with a faulty strike zone. If it's high, it's low, so be it. Subjective. Tight play like that. But tag plays, gotta get those right. 1-2. Lopez swings and misses, chases a changeup down and away. Down on strikes. Girard able to punch him out. Strand a runner at third to end the fifth, but a run in the frame. For Salem, sack fly RBI for Nico Cavadas. Shane Davis leaves with an elbow injury as well. On to the sixth, it's Salem 3, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league! Ugh! I love this guy!
What's your name? You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Real leather.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Top of the sixth from Salem, a beautiful pink sky starting to descend on us. Here amongst the Blue Ridge Mountains, Brian Hernandez leads off the sixth. The Shorebirds now trailing the Red Sox 3-1. Left-handed batter faces the ready Gabriel Jackson. In the first pitch, he swings and fouls it out of play. For strike one, what had been nothing but gray and scary clouds to begin the night. As the catcher Garcia goes out to talk with Jackson here after the first pitch of the frame. They have since parted. And now all we have is a few specks of clouds streaking the sky. Now turned a twinge of pink thanks to a setting sun behind us. Hernandez, left-handed batter, grounded to second his first time up. No batting gloves. The pitch. Fastball misses down low for ball one. Wayne still howling out to left. And for one of the first times this week, talk about those Blue Ridge Mountains in the background here at Salem Memorial Ballpark all the time. 1-1. Hernandez swings and misses. Change up down low. It's 1-2. You can finally truly see into them. Thanks to the high humidity here earlier in the week. The cloud cover. Really couldn't see the top of the mountains. The beautiful vista. The 1-2. Breaking ball misses outside. It's 2-2. But now you can clear the valleys. It makes for quite a view here for Shorebirds baseball. 2-2 to Hernandez. He swings and chops it on the ground through the hole right side and on into right field for a base hit. Hernandez with his first hit of the series. He's 1-for-2 tonight. Maybe that starts a little rally here for the Shorebirds, now down by two. Lineup flips to the top. Luis Valdez, who's 2-for-2, has half of the Shorebirds' hits tonight. Bunt base hit, as well as a line drive single to left. He's stolen a base, but also been caught, was picked off back in the third by Dobbins. Hunter Dobbins went the first four for Salem, allowed a run on three hits. Now Jackson, who threw a scoreless fifth. From the stretch, Jackson deals home, and Valdez hits it on the ground by the stab of Cavadas at first, and on into right for another base hit. Hernandez trucks it up to second, Valdez aboard at first, and he's got a three-hit game. Three singles for Valdez, who had really started to cool off. He was 1-for-16 last week, but now seven hits here this week. 7-for-17 against the Red Sox. And there's two on with nobody out for Frederick Benkozme. Benkozme 1-for-2, a base hit back in the first. Infield plays him the pole, but still at double play depth. Left-handed batter. Jackson from the belt, the pitch. And Benkozme stabs for a bunt attempt and comes up empty for strike one. Good idea. Miller back of the bag at third, and now he plays even with the base. So in one. Flag stiff out towards left. Shorebirds down 3-1, top of the sixth. Here's the pitch. No sign of a bunt. The fastball misses low for ball one. Jackson looks to second. Leg kick, the pitch. And Benkozme pokes it in the air to left, chasing Meredith back a couple of steps. Gets under it, puts it away for the first out here in the sixth. Runners retreat to their bases, and there's one away here, and brings up Noelbert Romero. Romero 0-for-2 out of the three hole tonight. So 0-for-4 last night, back on now an 0-for-7 grind after he snapped an 0-for-13 slump a couple of nights ago with the 2-for-4 game. The pitch takes a fastball in on the hands for strike one. Salem, 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors. Shorebirds, 1 run, 5 hits, and no errors themselves. Shorebirds actually out-hit Salem in last night's game 9-8 despite losing 8-5. The 1-0. Romero off the hands, dribbles it down the third baseline. Miller fields it back in the bag, steps on the base and throws to first for a 5-3 double play. The third twin killing the Shorebirds have hit into tonight. Shorebirds put the first two on, nothing after that. After 5.5, it's Salem 3, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free
audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com Fan Zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today, July 22nd through 25th, for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Bottom of the sixth, Shorebirds still trailing the Salem Red Sox 3-1. Shorebirds get back-to-back singles, lead off the top of the frame, a flyout and a double play. Dash their hopes, though. Tyler Miller leads it off for the Red Sox, 6-7-8, due up against Thomas Girard, and the first pitch is a hot smash grounder down the first baseline, but fielded back of the bag by Martinez, and he takes it to the base himself to retire Miller for the first out here in the sixth. Miller now 0-3. Girard back out for the sixth after taking over for an injured Shane Davis in the fifth. Ended up allowing a run. Stranded a runner at third, though. Brings up Carson Semus. He's 0-2, two strikeouts. Girard the stretch with nobody on. Here's the pitch. Fastball just off the outside corner for ball one. Here's the pitch. Semus swings and misses, and the count even at one. One pitch. Semus swings and fouls it back. Ball and two strikes. Sky even starting to turn a nice shade of purple even. 1-2. Semus takes a curveball up high. It's 2-2. Baseball skies, time of year. Pretty perfect backdrop here. I'll give Salem that. Lights on in full effect here. Flag blown out to left. 2-2 on Semus. The pitch. Tries to check his swing, but he went around. Breaking ball in the dirt. Hernandez blocks it, tags him out. For the second out here in the sixth, Semus down on strikes for the third time tonight. And Girard, two up, two down here in the inning. Brings up Jose Garcia, the eight-hole hitter. So for two strikeouts himself. Garcia, right-handed batter, infield plays on the pole. Pitch. Garcia swings and misses out in front for strike one. This is the most extreme shift I've seen the Shorebirds employ this season. Shortstop Ben Cosme basically in the hole on the left side. Second baseman Valdez up the middle. 0-1. Swing and a miss, out in front of a breaking ball. Garcia can't connect. 0-2. You almost tend to forget that the rule exists that you can't have more than two infielders on any one side of the diamond. At this point, I'm kind of thinking that if a team were to violate it, nobody would notice. 0-2. Garcia swings and misses back-to-back K's for Girard to cap off the sixth. As he throws a scoreless frame, and after six complete, it's Salem 3 and Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
for late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Independence Day, fireworks, ballpark, classics, and Shorebirds baseball. Nothing can get better than that. Join the Shorebirds at Purdue Stadium Monday and most unforgettable fireworks show of the season with the Shorebirds Special Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza after the game presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Tickets are selling fast, so don't forget to save time. Buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Six innings have come and gone, and it's the Salem Red Sox 3 and the Shorebirds 1. Delmarva, their only run back in the first, a successful double steal of home. Luis Valdez swiping home, while Norbert Romero took second. 4, 5, and 6 due up here in the seventh, and the first pitch to Trendon Craig is skied in the air to shallow right. Right fielder Lopez comes in, calls off to second baseman Paulino, and puts it away for the first out here in the frame. A lot of quick outs tonight for the Shorebirds. Hunter Dobbins went the first four for Salem, needed just 44 pitches, and now Gabriel Jackson has gone 2 1/3 on just 22 pitches. Shorebirds have seen a grand total of 66 here in the game. On the other end, the Shorebirds pitchers have thrown 103. First pitch to Isaac De Leon is a fastball in there for strike one. De Leon batting fifth, he's 0-2, he's hit into a double play and struck out. Combined, the lack of pitches seen, 0-1. De Leon skies it out of play right field side. It's quickly 0-2. With the fact that the Shorebirds have grounded into three double plays, which is one off their season high when they bounced into four against Columbia. 0-2 to De Leon. He hits it softly on the ground up the middle to his left. Bonassi Field sets his feet, throws to first, and retires De Leon, and there's quickly two away here in the seventh. Brings up the center fielder, Michael Desone, in his return to action after getting hit on the hand back on Wednesday. He's gone 0-2 with two ground outs. Last thing that Desone needed was a potential injury. Struggled enough as of late, hitting under 175. That's the first pitch down and away for ball one. Two outs, nobody on, top seven. Salem 3, Delmarva 1. Gabriel Jackson, the righty, goes into his wind, the pitch home. And Desone fouls it away, right field side, strike one. Desone hitting 222, 574 OPS. The pitch, and Desone, a hard ground ball the other way and into right field, a base hit. Desone now 1-for-3, fifth hit of the game for the Shorebirds. And that brings up Roberto, our sixth of the game, beg your pardon. That brings up Roberto Martinez, representing the tying run with two outs here in the seventh. Martinez, switch hitter, bats left. He walked his last time up. It's one homer on the season, one homer in his career. May the 29th at Charleston, the pitch. Fastball is up and away for ball one. Infield plays Martinez to pull, shortstop Bonassi up the middle, second baseman Paulino in the hole on the right side. Jackson working quickly, set the belt, peaks at first, now the pitch. And Martinez takes a heater on the outside corner at 89 for strike one. Flag still waving out to left field as it has all night long. They had gusting winds over 40 miles an hour earlier before the game. That's since been tempered and is more now just a straight breeze constant. The pitch, Martinez swings and misses. Chased down and in, a breaking ball, it's 1-2. Two outs, a runner at first. Shorebirds down 3-1 here in the seventh. Here's the 1-2. Desone runs. Martinez swings and misses, so that's a moot point. And Martinez down on strikes for the final out here in the seventh. Shorebirds strand Desone at first. On to the bottom of the seventh, it's time to stretch. Shorebirds trail the Red Sox 3-1 after 6.5 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
The Shorebirds are in town June 21st through the 26th at Purdue Stadium. On Thursday, June 23rd, it's a Maryland Pride Sox giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. June 24th is the 2022 team photo giveaway presented by the Delaware State Fair. And on Saturday, June 25th, it's the return of fireworks presented by Warwick Community College and Scholar Athlete Night with a special guest appearance by Hall of Fame coach Gary Williams presented by Mount Air Farms. Buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Join the Shorebirds at Purdue Stadium Monday, July 4th for the biggest and best fireworks show of the season with the Shorebirds Special Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza after the game presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Hope you had a good stretch. We go to the bottom of the seventh here from Salem. It's the Red Sox 3 and the Shorebirds 1. Sam Jelinek here with you. And we've got a TechNet call to the bullpen out on the mound. Nick Richmond takes over for Thomas Girard after Girard goes an inning and two-thirds. Allows a run on two hits, no walks, three strikeouts after coming in virtually cold, replacing Shane Davis, who left with an elbow injury back in the middle of the fifth. So Richmond comes on to pitch his second game here of the series. He pitched back on Tuesday. Had a 1-2-3 inning. Probably get two, if not three, tonight. His third appearance of the season. No record. 495-pound righty. His first pitch to Kier Marinith is bunted foul down the third baseline for strike one. Richmond signed as a minor league free agent with the Orioles about a month ago now after being released from the Tigers organization. Richmond has struck out four and walked two. Right-handed pitcher from North Carolina, stayed home for school at Pfeiffer. Division III program, then signed as an undrafted free agent with the Tigers. Spent 2 years with Detroit. 0-1 to Meredith. Fastball down the middle, or changeup, beg your pardon, it's 0-2. Richmond right-hand pitcher works from the stretch with nobody on. Richmond struck out one back on Tuesday. Meredith, nine-hole hitter, he's 0-for-1. Here's the pitch. He bounces it on the ground to third to his left. De Leon grabs it, gobbles it up, throws to first. Tires Meredith for the first out here in the seventh. Good start for Nick Richmond. Lineup flips the top now in Edinson Paulino. Just four hits in the game for Salem. Two in the fifth and two in the first. In between, nothing doing, just a couple of walks. Here's Paulino, 0-for-2. First pitch to him. He swings and misses out from a changeup for strike one. Slight respite from Paulino this series for the Shorebirds as he has throttled them. Hit two homers, a three-run shot last night. 0-1. Paulino hits this one in the air to deep left, chasing Craig back onto the warning track. He leaps, and he can't make the catch. He goes hard into the wall, gets back up, picks up the baseball. Paulino around second, throws on the brakes, though, heads back to the bag, and thankfully Craig okay out and left, because he went full tilt into the wall trying to make the catch. That is the last thing the Shorebirds need at this point, is another injury, let alone to their hottest hitter. But it's a double the other way for Paulino, who last night was actually a double shy of the cycle. Gets it a couple of hours too late. So man at second, one for two, an infield single, a run scored and stolen base. Switch hitter bats left. Richmond, letter high set, looks to second the pitch. And Bonassi takes, change up just off the inside corner for ball one. Salem sporting a 3-1 lead right now. Shorebirds have put a good amount of runners on. I haven't seen anything come of it. Six hits tonight. No extra base hits, though. Paulino, a big lead from second. The pitch. And Bonassi sends a screamer foul over top the Salem dugout third base side. Counts even at one. Paulino, 12 for 13 in stolen bases this season, is liable to swipe third. Salem's been very aggressive here in the bases this week. Double steal of home last night in the seventh. Stolen third a couple of times, including tonight, the 1-1. Breaking ball at the knees. Outside half for strike two. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Bonassi rests the bat on his back shoulder. Richmond's pitch, and Bonassi swings and misses. Breaking ball hard, down and away at 88. Good slider. First strikeout out of the pen for Richmond. Two away here in the frame. That brings up Blaze Jordan with Paulino still out at second. Jordan yet to be retired tonight, 2 for 2. It's also walked the pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball down, can't lay off, strike one. Singled and scored in the first, singled, stole a base in the fifth, and then walked in the third, and it was Jordan, the trail runner for that stolen base in the fifth. Double steal with Bonassi, 0-1. Down in the dirt, stopped by Hernandez, staying at second, Paulino, 1-1. Jordan looked like he was thrown out by a step and a half. Felton called him safe. Would have been the second out of the inning. Nico Cavanas then flied out to right. Scored a run with a sac fly. 1-1. Jordan, a cue ball out to second. A shuffle step to his left. Valdez fields it. The second baseman throws to first to retire Jordan and get Richmond down to the jam. He strands a runner out at second. And after seven complete, Salem 3, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Go to the top of the eighth here from Salem. In the first pitch of the inning is a warm burner hit by Steven Acevedo to second. And San Paulino Fields throws to first to retire Acevedo on just one pitch. And the Shorebirds continue to be mowed down quickly here in this one. Jackson coming into the frame. Had gone three innings on 33 pitches. Now 3 1/3 on 34. Brings up Ryan Hernandez. He's 1 for 2. He singled his last time up in the sixth. Pitch from Jackson. It's down dirt for ball one. Hernandez now 1 for 2. Out through the whole right side. Second baseman Paulino this time shades him that way. I'm going to cut off that avenue. Shortstop Bonassi up the middle. Here's the pitch. And Hernandez takes off the outside corner, 1-1. Shorebirds trailing Salem 3-1 despite out-hitting the Red Sox 6-5. But all singles tonight for the Shorebirds. Salem, a couple of extra base hits, the 2-0. Fastball, can't get the call, outside corner, belt high. 3-0. Salem, of their five hits, two of them have been extra base hits, a double and a homer. 3-0. Hernandez takes up and away, ball four. Second walk issued by Jackson out of the pen. It's a man at first with one out for the top of the order in Luis Valdez, who is 4-for-4 tonight. Valdez, three singles. Middle infield plays at double play depth. Third baseman Miller comes in towards the grass, and the Salem bullpen starts to spring to action. The pitch. Valdez takes it down the middle for strike one. Jackson's pitch count obviously not of a concern here. He hasn't even crossed 40 at this point. But Salem wanting to use some of their back-end guys here just in case Jackson gets in trouble. Wind blowing stiff out to left, the pitch. And Valdez lines it through the hole right side. Another base hit. Up to second goes Hernandez and Luis Valdez with a four-hit game. 4-for-4, four singles. Has men at first and second with one out now for Frederick Benkozme. Valdez has four hits is great. The fact that he has over half of the Shorebirds' hits in the game, a little bit less so. Four out of seven hits for the Shorebirds tonight belong to Luis Valdez. Now Frederick Benkozme, 1-for-3. First and second, one out. The pitch, and Benkozme, a chopper foul down the first base side for strike one. Shorebirds trail Salem 3-1, tying run at first in the form of Valdez, who can fly. Benkozme trying to send him off the races. On deck, Noelbert Romero. Part of the order here for the Shorebirds, Benkozme batting second. Jackson looks out to second, now the pitch. Fastball sinks down and away for ball one. Benkozme open stance, white batting gloves, maple bat. Black wrist tape awaits the pitch. Here it comes. And he swings and hits it in the air to right. Right at Lopez in a couple of steps now. Puts it away for the second out. Here in the inning, runners retreat back to first and second. Shorebirds running out of outs. Two out in the eighth. Two on, two out. And the go-ahead run comes to the plate in the form of Noelbert Romero. Shorebirds haven't homered yet this week. As we say here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network, no better time than the present. Romero 0-for-3 tonight. He's homered four times in the season. Here's the pitch. And Romero chops it on the ground towards the hole left side. Shortstop Bonassi fields in the backhand. Throws to second. Picked out by Paulino to force out Valdez and end the inning. Shorebirds strand two more aboard. And after 7.5, it's Salem 3 and Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player honored membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nation.
Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Last of the eighth here from Salem. It's the Red Sox 3 and the Shorebirds 1. Sam Shalanick here with you. Shorebirds with 7 hits, but just one run to show for it all the way back in the first. 7 straight zeros hung up on the board by Salem pitching. First pitch to Nick Richmond. Nico Cavadas is a big swing and a miss. For strike one, Cavadas has provided 2 of the 3 runs tonight for Salem. A 2-run homer back in the first. Left-handed batter against the righty Richmond, who threw a scoreless eighth. Here's the pitch, another swing and a miss. Can't connect on 96 from Richmond there. Good velo. Nick, fastball, slider, changeup. Head on, Cavadas 0-2. 4, 5, and 6 due up for Salem here in the 8th. The pitch, slider down and in. And the count's 1-2. Shorebirds have left a good amount of runners on base tonight. 5. For the first 8 innings. And that number is only as low as it is. 1-2. Swung on and tapped foul at the plate by Cavadas. Stays alive. Because the Shorebirds have hit into 3 inning-ending double plays. So really, you can, in a weird sense, in parentheses, add 3 more to that left-on-base number. That would be 8. The bigger number is that the Shorebirds are 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position. And actually, nobody has a hit. 1-2. Cavadas swings and misses. Richmond gets him with a breaking ball. And there's one away here in the eighth. Shorebirds are 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position. Salem is 0-for-7. Brings up Eduardo Lopez, the 5-hole hitter. He's 0-for-2. Switch hitter pass from the left side. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the eighth. Shorebirds trail it 3-1. Here's the pitch. Richmond fires a changeup down the middle for strike one. Salem, 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. Delmarva, 1 run, 7 hits, no errors. Richmond from the stretch, the pitch. And Lopez gets under it off the end of the bat up the first baseline. First baseman Martinez on the cutout of the grass makes it away, or puts it away, for the second out in the inning. Makes it away, makes the catch, puts it away, a combination. On their own, perfectly acceptable phrases, put the two together and it makes no sense. Sometimes math doesn't work. 2 out, nobody on. That brings up Tyler Miller. He's 0-for-3. Still hitless in the series. And it's been a grind for him this week, the pitch. And Miller off the hands, pops it up. Foul ground down the left field line. Third baseman De Leon racing after him. He makes the catch, a wide receiver. And it's a brisk 1-2-3 eighth for Nick Richmond. On to the ninth. Shorebirds need 2 to tie, 3 to take the lead. It's Salem 3, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Straffle and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the ninth, last chance for the Shorebirds to avoid their second consecutive loss to Salem. It's the Red Sox 3 and the Shorebirds 1. 4, 5, and 6 due up for the Birds against Gabriel Jackson, trying to go the final 5 tonight for Salem. First pitch to Trenton Craig. He swings and misses, and a fastball in the inside corner for strike 1. Craig 0 for 2. He walked back in the first. Shorebirds scored their only run in the game in the first and have been shut out in the 7 innings since. The pitch. Fastball misses down and in for ball 1. Shorebirds put 2 on in the 8th, stranded in the 7th. Two on in the 6th. The pitch. Craig with a bouncing ball out towards second, positioned perfectly next to the bag. Paulino as he gloves and throws to first to retire Craig on the 4-3 putout. Here to begin the 9th. Brings up Isaac De Leon, one out, nobody on. And between now Hunter Dobbins and Gabriel Jackson, Salem has had a very good night out on the mound. They've struck out just 3. The pitch. De Leon takes a fastball in on his knees for ball 1. Between Dobbins and Jackson, Salem pitching has thrown just 91 pitches. The 1-0. De Leon, a bouncing ball, fair down the first base line. It gets down by Cavadas and on into right field for a base hit. Cut off by the right fielder Lopez. And it's a single for De Leon, his first hit of the game. The Shorebirds bring the tying run to the plate here in the 9th. Michel Deson, the one who represents it. That was a weakly hit ball by De Leon, a high chopper. And Cavadas playing off the line, abnormal in the 9th inning. Typically, you guard the line. But it sneaks by him and into right for a base hit. Now Michel Deson, the batter. Right-handed hitter. Here's the pitch. Deson takes in on the hands for ball 1. Deson has not homered this season. He's driven in 10 runs. 1 for 3 tonight, and it's a return from a hand injury that held him out last night. 1-0. Deson takes up and away for ball 2. The Shorebirds have the tying run at the plate. They have not come back from a deficit entering the 9th inning yet this season. 2-0 pitch. And Deson, a weak tapper down the third baseline that hit off of Deson's foot. No, it didn't. Third baseman Miller Fields throws the first and the out recorded. Deson stood at the box because it drilled him in the foot. He has his hands out saying, how can you call that fair? The home called it fair. They'll bring in the field umpire Elliot Melton. And given the way this crew has operated this week, I don't expect them to change the call. And they're calling Deson out. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. We're doing this again? Deson stood in the box because it drilled him on the foot. And Felipe Rojas Jr., the Birds manager, argues with Patterson, but I don't know what's going to come of it. Unreal. So a critical missed call, and the Shorebirds down to their final out. Brings up Roberto Martinez. It'll be technically a 5-3 putout. To second goes De Leon. First pitch to Martinez. He chops it foul to the backstop for strike 1. I don't know how you miss that. Just don't understand. But this week, that's just, it's been the norm. 2 outs, top of the 9th. Martinez, the tying run at the plate. Switch hitter, bats left. The pitch off the outside corner, 1-1. De Leon at second, 2 out. Shorebirds with 8 hits in the game. But they haven't scored since the first. Martinez 0 for 2 and back-to-back 2-hit games the past 2 nights. Martinez deals home in the pitch down the middle. 1-2, or Jackson, I should say, deals home. It's 1-2. The Shorebirds down to their final strike. Red Sox crowd comes to life. 1-2 on Roberto Martinez, the tying run, and Jackson steps off. Salem 3, Delmarva 1. Infield plays Martinez to pull. De Leon at second. Jackson ready at the belt. Cranks and fires the 1-2, and Martinez shoots it out of play. Third base side. Stays alive. Shorebirds have just struck out 3 times all night. But all 8 of their hits singles, and they don't have a hit with a runner in scoring position tonight. They need one to extend this game. 2 outs, top 9, down by 2. The 1-2 pitch counts even. Salem with a two-run homer from Nico Cavadas in the first took the lead, haven't looked back. Scored again in the fifth on a Cavadas sack fly. He's driven in all three. 2-2 on Martinez. He calls time and steps out. Martinez high, black socks, orange arm sleeve on his left arm. Holds the bat close to his chest. Two balls, two strikes, two outs in the ninth. Here's the pitch. And Martinez, a broken bat. Tapper back to the mound. Leaping up, Jackson has it. Throws to first. And retires Martinez on a 1-3 putout. And that's the ball game. Shorebirds get shut out in the final eight innings of tonight's game. Unable to scratch another run across. And Salem takes game four of this series, securing at least a series split with a 3-1 victory here on Friday night. Your final score here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the Red Sox 3 and the Shorebirds 1. We'll take a break, come back with tolls and a recap on the postgame show next. Your final score, it's the Salem Red Sox 3 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are still the ball games. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Hastily closing the window here for the postgame show as Red Sox about to shoot off some fireworks. Shorebirds and Red Sox didn't have a whole lot of fireworks tonight, as Salem with a 3-1 win over the Shorebirds here in this one. Sam Jelinek with you to bring you the totals and a recap here from a Game 4 loss for the Birds in this series with the Salem Red Sox. Not a whole lot to say about tonight. It was just no offense whatsoever for the Birds. They got 8 hits, all 8 singles. Couldn't get a hit with a runner in scoring position, and that really told the tale here tonight. Let's go through how this one happened. Shorebirds got their only run of the game in the first, back-to-back singles to start the frame. And then Noelbert Romero hit into a fielder's choice that turns into men at first and third with one out. Shorebirds then executed a double steal. Romero took second. Valdez took home. And the Shorebirds had a 1-0 lead. They didn't stand for very long, though, as Nico Cavadas in the bottom of the first hit a 2-run homer, vaulted Salem in front, and they had a 2-1 advantage just like that on his 10th round trip of the season, his third here this week. Salem added another in the fifth. Shane Davis left after 4 1/3. With an elbow injury, clutched at his arm, was escorted off the field. Hopefully, it's just a minor tweak. Maybe just didn't feel right in the moment, but everybody can imagine typically what that type of reaction from a pitcher avoids that fate. Anyways, Thomas Girard came on in a tough situation, a 1-1 count, gave up back-to-back singles, and then what appeared to be a double steal, Bonassi took third, Jordan took second on a play at second where Jordan was out by a step and a half. He was called safe. And to make everything fair in love and war here, for the Shorebirds' part, their double steal back in the first inning, Romero was out at second, too. Valdez would have scored anyway. But Romero was out at second there, so the Shorebirds got the benefit of the doubt on that call. Salem got it in the fifth, and that proved to be big. What would have been the second out of the inning, instead, second and third, one out. Cavadas hits a sac fly, drives in his third of the game, and then a strikeout. Otherwise, Jordan called out. Cavadas' fly out becomes the final out of the inning, and it stays a 2-1 game. Not that it would matter, because the Shorebirds didn't score again the rest of the game. They hit into three double plays within the first six innings, as they stranded one on in the sixth after a double play and had inning-ending twin killings in the fifth and the first. Shorebirds had rallies late, though, stranded a man at first in the seventh, two on in the eighth, and had a man on in the ninth, had the tying run at the plate, but nothing came of it as Gabriel Jackson was able to shut the door for the Red Sox. Your final totals in this one for the Shorebirds, one run, eight hits, no errors. They strand six. Salem, three runs, five hits, no errors. They strand six as well. Gabriel Jackson gets the win. He improves to 3-6 on the season. Shane Davis takes the loss. He falls to 1-6 in the campaign for the Shorebirds. We started at 7:34. We finished at 9:29. Time of game, 1 hour and 55 minutes. And I believe that is the shortest game that the Shorebirds have played this season. Let's check the handy-dandy record book, and it is. Beats the 158 played on June the 1st at Myrtle Beach by a couple of minutes. Shorebirds got out of here in a hurry tonight. With the loss, the Shorebirds fall to 20 games under 500, a season low. They are 20-40, 11-23 on the road, and it is their second consecutive loss. Salem back above 500. They are 31-30 now, 17-14 at home, and they have won back-to-back games against the Shorebirds. That's everything you need to know from this game, so let's go ahead and look at the scoreboards you care about. First, the Carolina League. Quick update on that. It's obviously the first half coming to a close after next Thursday. Final in Game 1 from Myrtle Beach, a resumed game that was in the top of the fifth. Fredericksburg wins that one 9-1. Second game, over after 7, Myrtle Beach shuts out Fredericksburg 3-0. So Fred Nats and the Pelicans split their doubleheader a game apiece. Final from Lynchburg. It is Down East Wood Ducks taking a 3-1 win over the Lynchburg Hellcats as Lynchburg continues to falter at the top of the division. So with their loss and Salem's win, the Red Sox are now tied for first place in the Carolina League Northern Division. Right now, Carolina in the bottom of the third against Columbia in what will be a 7-inning game, as that was pushed back over 2 hours. Their first pitch just a little after 9 o'clock here tonight. They're still scoreless. Top of the eighth, Kannapolis and Fayetteville. It's 2-0 Kannapolis at the moment. So Fredericksburg, who split, they will, at the moment, be... Oh, I'm trying to do my math real quick. They will also be tied at 31-30. So we're back to a three-way tie at the top, and we might even have a four-way tie if Carolina ends up winning tonight. Things about to get really nutty here in the Carolina League Northern Division. Those are your scorers from across the Carolina League here tonight. Now on to Birdland, the Orioles with a 1-0 shutout win over the Tampa Bay Rays. Felix Bautista, his third win of the season. Dean Kramer goes 6 shutout innings. Adley Rutschman with an RBI go-ahead single in the 7th. Jorge Lopez with his 10th save. And the O's now 29-37. Shout out the big boy O's, doing work almost at 500 here in the middle of June. Around the rest of the O's minor league system, Norfolk trails Syracuse right now 9-5. That's in the top of the 7th. Bowie trailing Binghamton 5-4, although they did just put up 3 in the bottom of the 8th. Noah DeNoyer pitching well again. He's given up just 1 run over the Shore 9-3. Isaac Bologna with his first high A homer, a 3-run shot. And Carson Carter trying to close it out for the Shorebirds, or rather for the Ironbirds, has gone 2 innings, allowing 1 run, but is in a jam in the bottom of the 9th. Bases loaded, nobody out. Those are all the scores from people and places that you care about, so let's go ahead and turn our attention to tomorrow. Game 5, Shorebirds will try to avoid another series loss here against the Red Sox. It'll be their second straight. Edgar Portes makes his first start since last Tuesday. Goes up against, pronounce this right, Radis Senna for the Salem Red Sox. Hopefully I didn't just butcher that. Guess we'll find out tomorrow. But anyways, Senna pitches for Salem. He is 0-0 with a 1.93 ERA. First pitch, 6:05. We'll talk to you at 5:05 for tomorrow night's game. Or talk to you at 5:50. Oh, boy. Talk to you at 5:05. That's an hour earlier than I need to be here, and we don't want to do that. So tomorrow, first pitch, 6:05. We'll talk to you at 5:50. I'll about wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's game. Big thanks to everybody back in Salisbury who helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. And until tomorrow at 6:50, your final score one more time. It's the Salem Red Sox 3 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 1. Shorebirds falling to 20-40 on the season. Until tomorrow, I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.